Everything about it is appealing. Everything the traffic will allow. Nowhere could you get that happy feeling when you are stealing that extra bow. There's no people like show people. They smile when they are alone. Yesterday they told you you would not.
Hey, everybody. How's it going? Brian's not here. Brian shouldn't be here. Brian should be dead because we did the show. Barry Ribs is here. Barry.
What up? And I did not get laid in Arizona. Next question.
Barry, what was this whole Arizona gig anyway?
I did two
shows. You got on a plane? You on Facebook, you put a picture of you waiting for a pickup at the airport?
Yes.
What airport?
Phoenix Airport.
And what happened with the pickup?
I exaggerated, as we will do in comedy, but my dude Rob Rodriguez picked me up and showed me around. It was a great visit, and it makes me despise Manhattan even more so. I love Phoenix.
You would kill it in Phoenix.
Two shows, one in Tucson and one in Maricopa, and my Phoenix show was canceled because of Theo Von. Fuck you, Theo, for being so popular.
Wait, so your show got canceled?
My third show in Phoenix at Stand Up Live, which you probably have done. That club is amazing looking.
So Theo Von, what happened? He went over an extra night?
Yeah, because he probably did great freaking business. Fuck you, Theo. I'm burning a bridge here.
So you went out there to Arizona. You did two shows.
Two shows. And the first one was freaking horrible. People in Tucson do not know how to fucking act in a comedy situation. Kiss my black ass, Tucson.
Well, I don't know. What was the show? You and
me, A.G. White, Rob Rodriguez. And
what was the show about? What was it for?
Yo. Kevin, you know, I'm like a stand-up for like 25 freaking years, just like
but
you.
But who goes to Arizona for two nights to a string of a day? How much did you come home with?
Do I have to say it on
here? Yeah.
I do, really?
Yep.
Should it be a lie or fact?
I already know probably what it is.
Yeah, tell me, Kevin.
$150.
Damn, he's good. Ding, 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 ding.
So did you have to pay for air, right?
Pay for the air and the hotel, yo.
Who, Rich?
Rob Rodriguez.
And he lives out there?
Yeah, and he's a freaking millionaire, yo.
Yeah, but why did he bring you out?
Why do you say you with a capital Y-O-U?
Why didn't he just get local Mexicans to do the day laborer?
Because he loves my comedy, okay, Kevin? So you're not the only funny motherfucker in America.
He flew you out and he put you up at a hotel?
Two hotels, and I stayed two nights in his condo. Rich dude, yo. Rich.
With who? Who was in the condo with you?
Just myself.
This
no bitch.
Very
no bitches.
Suspicious. Did they put something in your anus when you were in Mariposa?
Maricopa. Yo, Maricopa was done in a movie theater. Do you believe that?
Yeah, but it's why would you? You go all the way to Arizona. So how much did you come home with? So you came home with like nothing, right? Because since he paid your air. And he put you up. You came up with $200.
Three bills plus DVD sales plus casino winnings. Thank you, Kevin.
How much did you? How many?
Andrew, when did Kevin become my accountant?
How many DVDs did you sell?
Nine in Maricopa.
Nine.
Yeah, at so $10
that?
A pop.
$90.
He's good. So
you made $390.
$390, and some winning in the casino.
Were you playing the slots?
I played blackjack, yo. And I caught a good streak. I did good.
So you came home
about a buck and a half. So three, four.
You came home with $500.
$500, yeah.
It's not
bad.
What
I get paid here is about the same, right, Andrew? About the same here.
Yeah, I thought you were gonna come home with nothing after your air, and I thought it was like a scam.
Yo, Kevin, I desperately needed a vacation.
I got it. But so Rich Rodriguez,
Rob Rodriguez.
So he's not a comic?
He kind of dabbles. He's a wealthy businessman.
What's he do?
Good question. You know what he does, Andrea and Kevin and our guests there? He takes hotels and puts bedroom sets in. He's the installer of all the stuff you see in the lobby, in the guest rooms, bathrooms. That's what that dude does. And he showed me a check on a deposit, $99,000. Yo.
What are you, like seven? The guy showed you a check?
99.
What does that mean? So it could be a fake check.
Excuse me? Excuse me, Kevin?
I said it could be a fake check.
It'll look real. I've never held a check.
Why would he show you a
check? I had like Tourette's holding that freaking
check. Why would he show you a fucking check?
Just maybe bragging, feeling good about it.
And then he gave you $300 of it to go to Arizona.
That's the last time you're getting any info like that out of me, Kevin.
So he's Mexican or is he, what is he?
He's from the Bronx, Puerto Rican.
And he went out there to build people's bathrooms and stuff, fix up the hotels.
Kevin, as you know, a lot of East Coast people go to these dumb towns out west. No disrespect.
No, it's not. Two of my brothers live in Arizona now.
Oh, Kevin, when you're sharp on the East Coast and you go to the West Coast, you can beat a lot of people at that game. You know what I'm saying?
Blackjack?
And black? You won in blackjack also. Exactly. Yo, look who's here.
Hi, everybody. Hello. Sorry. The MTA.
Notice how quick he walks without the cane. Did you notice that?
Hi. All right. Hi, Barry. Nice to see you, pal.
You mean it?
No. But Bobby Biggerstaff is on the Lido deck?
Shout out to I wanted to get to the bottom of Barry's trip to Arizona because all he did was moan and groan. And I was like,
what'd you do?
And I thought,
not get late, okay? We went over that one. Okay.
My goodness.
There's a lot of old ladies in Arizona, though. Yeah. So that would be right up your alley, Steam Pipe Alley, if you know what I mean.
The new app, Liver Spots.
Alley as in anus.
By the way, can I just break in with something?
Yeah.
I have an exclusive.
Is it breaking news?
Breaking news. Want to try it, Garrett?
I kind of didn't understand what I was supposed to do. I was supposed to call her with your phone?
You call her? Just call her with the studio line, whatever.
Joan Rivers?
All right. Hold on.
Thank you. Sorry.
Yeah. Shout out to the fans on Twitter, and I'm not naming names. Just remind me for next time. Thank you.
Oh, yeah. There's a rumor that you have a small dick. Iron the Sky was saying he was going to call in today.
Mm-hmm. About me?
Yeah, because when you took your pants down the other day in the studio, a lot of people took pictures. And I said, well, he was in the middle of a fight. And
I'm definitely a grower. There's no doubt about it.
So
I mean, honestly.
Well, Eye in the Sky from.
Like a turtle thing, right?
That's right. And we always win the race, Barry.
Eye in the Sky from Poughkeepsie was going to call in to dispute.
Talk about my small dick?
Yeah, just talk about
funny,
your small dick.
Let me patch into what we're talking
somebody
about.
Somebody took pictures. A lady took a bunch of pictures.
Yeah, great. I guess I'll never.
Ladies are.
Yeah, right.
That dude Jason shows me love, man. Shout out to Jason. Shows me love.
I love that you've been on Twitter for about 20 minutes now, and you're all in it now.
I love it. I told Kevin on an inbox. I love
it. It's better than Facebook.
On an inbox?
People think Instagram, you know, all that shit. Twitter will be the last thing on Earth.
It'll be like the cockroach.
Because it'll be this. It's when the nuclear bomb goes off or whatever. However it ends, it'll be like, okay, this is the end. That'll be the last thing ever done if someone will tweet. Right. This is the end of the world.
Thank you.
So Twitter is going to be around forever.
But a lot of the fans, man, are disrespectful. I ignore those motherfuckers, man.
Who?
A lot of the fans are disrespectful motherfuckers.
They're joking with you. Yeah, well, Bobby Riggs and Bobby Riggs is funnier than you.
They're not even funny, Kevin.
Bobby Riggs is funnier than you. Your troll account is funnier than your account.
Really? I'm going to have to step it up. Kiss my black ass, Riggs.
What's on your shirt?
This is Richard Pryor, I think.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. They went to grade school together.
No kidding. Why don't you light yourself on fire, too?
We got some kerosene.
Yeah, no kidding.
You got a match?
Yeah. Just stand by Gino when he farts. That was fun Monday night, right?
Yeah, you know, I got some bones to pick with you. But
what's
your breaking news?
I don't care. Is it happening?
You got like three numbers in here. I'm trying the third one right now. First two didn't work.
Get John to try it.
It's the one that says new. John here?
Yeah, John's over. John's to the left of Garrett. Of
is John back?
that, yeah.
All right, great. Happy to have you back. It's great.
His name is Steve. What is John now?
I don't know. Well, Steve's a kid from Staten Island. Who he did my
is
show.
That the name of a, that sounds like a movie.
The kid from Staten Island.
Yeah, the kid from Staten Island.
Hey, we're browsing.
No, okay. So you know what time Bruce got home on Monday night?
Like 4 in the morning?
5:30. Yeah, he said he don't even know how he got home.
He blacked out.
And who are these fucking friends you bring everywhere?
Try to give him some cocaine to wake him up.
Cocaine brings the weirdest people together.
I don't know.
I mean, and plus they're all dull. When I was after the show, we went over to John O'Sullivan's or whatever.
Right.
Those people I guess they were your friends. They're dull as fuck. They need cocaine.
Yeah, you are.
They need something.
Kevin, you're no fun hanging out with yourself.
No, I'm not. I know, but I had to leave. They were bringing me down. We were making jokes about that guy, the guy who used to date Vinnie Brand's daughter, and he was,
he's a bore.
Yeah, he was like vaping, and I'm like, yeah. Like he's like, I'd rather not talk about it. I'm like, what do you want to talk about, the weather?
Right.
Hey, it's cold.
Yeah, John, he went crazy, and I think they found him in Los Angeles running through the streets of
Silver Lake. He wouldn't even tell that story.
Yeah, naked. He was naked.
He's like the white Martin Lawrence.
Pretty much.
Because that's what Martin Lawrence did. He ran down to fucking Ventura Boulevard. Remember, Barry, you were Ubering back then.
In the valley. Right.
So this guy's a bore, right?
Yeah. I don't know. He wanted to come up here.
He went to the show on Monday, right?
I believe so, yeah.
Another guy with a suit?
Yeah, my John Curry. He's a nice kid. I've known him forever.
What do you mean, kid? How old is he?
36. He looks like a little boy, though, right?
Yeah, but he does. He
sells insurance.
I bet he sells other things too. If you know what I mean.
Man, pussy.
No, he sells cocaine.
No. Okay. Nobody did cocaine. I was just kidding.
Hey, Bruce said he went to the bathroom and people are offering him cocaine in the bathroom.
Well, where else are you gonna do it?
It's a Monday night. Bruce has a responsible human being.
You a sponsor?
I'm practically a fucking, I'm like a snitch now. I just
really
go around snitching on everybody.
Nobody can have any fun, including everybody.
No, but it's like a Monday, and then I was looking for you, and I was like, and then I couldn't find you to tell you something, and then I was like, where the fuck does a blind guy go when he's hosting a show?
I tell you what,
private bathroom?
I took an Uber back with Stacey Prussman. Let's just say I'm glad that the seats recline in a Hyundai Sonata.
No, you didn't.
No, I did not. I did nothing
untoward.
I got the swastika off, but nothing untoward. Yeah, with Stacey. No, it was fun. I kind of wrapped the shit with my wife, though. My God.
No shit. I knew she was going to flip out.
Yeah,
she said you have the rest of the night. You can hang out the rest of the night, but you got it. You don't come home drunk. Man. I guess that meant to you, like, do a lot of cocaine.
I'm not drunk,
honey.
Look at me. I'm
painting. The cocaine sobered me up.
Painting the bathroom.
Yeah. Let's go for a walk.
How drunk can I be?
It's 3 in the morning. Get the kids. We're going to go to Disneyland.
I'll go. Gas up the Audi.
Ryan, you think I should try cocaine?
Should try anything.
I met a Metamucil.
Yeah. Exactly. Right.
Take a proper dump.
Listen.
If that relaxes you. Yo, what? Yo,
listen, Kevin, his friends, I would assume, they look at you like you're a freaking star. Am I right, Brian?
Brian has a certain ability to party like I've never seen before.
Thank you.
Like, I mean, there's a certain...
I waited 2 years to hear that.
There is a certain something, because I couldn't do it.
Right.
I remember.
You used to do it, right, Kevin?
No, I remember in college we had a this is how long ago I went to college. So we had a drink-a-thon to raise money for charity.
Right.
In our college.
It was a charity Mothers Against Drunk Driving.
Yeah. It wasn't a frat house, but we had like a separate dorm at St. Joe's in Philadelphia. It was like an old house that they ran out of dorms, so they bought these houses. So it was like a frat house, but it wasn't a frat house. But it was a dorm house. So we were raising money. I don't know what the fuck we were. But anyway, you know, I bought a case of beer. I probably had like 7. And then I had some friends that came over, and I made them drink them to raise money for the kids, you know?
Right.
And people are like, you're cheating. I go, I don't give a fuck. My numbers were bad, you know?
You're supposed to drink 24 beers?
No, you're supposed to drink, like, at least 12. I'm a fucking freshman in college. You're supposed to drink 12, you know? But I couldn't drink. I at 6, I was, like, thrown up and puking and fucking fat girls, you know what I mean? So I started passing off to my friends so my numbers wouldn't be embarrassing. But this guy... I've never been good at it, but this guy I think is just at a different level. I'm not saying he's an Artie Lang level, but it's something. I mean, he's boxing that day. He's out. He's MCing. He's doing blow.
Are you proud?
I don't know.
It's not a matter of being proud, but he does. How many people do blow on a Monday, except for like in the 80s? You know what I mean?
You're probably destined to rehab, right?
No, no, no. He don't need it.
Oh. What is destined to rehab even mean? Is English your second language? Destined to rehab.
Yo, Kevin, are you clean? Kevin, are you clean and sober presently, or you still got vices?
I drink a little bit. I'm supposed to drink from my heart. He's got my cholesterol level. I'm supposed to drink red wine.
He's got Miami vices. You ever seen his pink pastel sport coat?
We missed you when you were, when you were you 7 just, minutes late.
You just drink, but
no, I don't drink. I drink like if I feel like I need a drink, like if my stomach's bad. Sometimes my body needs to fucking relax.
You're clean and sober.
Yeah, I don't like drugs. Everyone smokes pot now. Last time I smoked pot, I thought I was going to overdose in Cincinnati. So, I'm off the weed. And I watch guys like Joey Diaz. I'm like, I don't know how much joy to get fucking that high all the time. I don't know, but you seem to really enjoy it.
Yeah, but I saw my therapist today, and she's like, look, you know, you're an addict, right? And I was like, oh, you know, you're Jewish.
So, you said I'm a sex addict too, yeah, and you started trying to fuck her.
Yeah, right.
How often do you see a therapist?
Once a week.
Once a week, and it helps.
I don't like it at all. I go only under protest, and I spent half the time telling her that it's a scam.
So the wife pushed you into it?
Something like that.
Yeah. So you're pussy whipped?
Yeah, I'm pussy whipped, Barry. Yes.
Barry, he got home at 3 in the morning on a Monday after his wife told him to come home and don't be drunk.
Yeah.
After he did blow with a guy named Sonny.
Yeah. Well, Sonny. Be weird if it was So, Garrett, no go?
I called the third number. A voicemail came up. I left a message, and I'll try to get back in 5 minutes, maybe.
Who are you trying to get?
Well, I don't want to say because it'd be a funny surprise.
Did you set it up with her? Did she know?
Yeah, I just talked to her, like, literally as I was. It's actually the reason why I'm 7 minutes late is because I was trying to set this up.
Ruth Bader Ginsburg?
I'll try again.
All right. You can also text
her name, Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
Maybe you text her from my phone and say, hey, this is Garrett, the producer of the, you know, the Yuckity Yuck Yuck show. And,
Don't you know her from the Bronx?
Thank you.
Is Ruth Bader a Jew? Ruth Bader? Yeah. Is she a Jew?
Well, yeah. Ruth Vader is the Dark Lord of the Sith.
Got you.
Ginsburg. Right? Ginsburg. What's your first clue? The Gins or the Berg?
Yeah. She's an Oriental. It'll be Ginsing. Thank you. Oriental. So how was Arizona? Was it hot?
Well, if you were here 7 minutes earlier, we went all over.
If I was here 9 minutes earlier, I would have tried to bump you for anybody.
You would have got a fucking Glock and put it in his mouth.
Yeah, lock the door.
Have you been to Arizona?
Yeah, a bunch of times.
It was a nice
spring training.
It was a nice getaway.
Yeah, did you get a lot of sun?
A little bit, and I got bumped. You ever been to the club Stand Up Live?
I only strip clubs, and I don't know.
Stand Up Live is a comedy club.
I'm familiar. Why were you
Barry,
there?
Barry, it doesn't matter if the comedy club's nice or not. The nicer the club, usually the worser the audience is.
Worser.
Yeah, I said it on purpose. The worse are the audience, because they go there, they want a nice meal. Pretty comedy clubs are not nice comedy.
Good point, Kevin. Good point.
More ferns equals less chuckles.
I mean, the nicer it is, the more the people get more fucking PC. They get more. They want. They're really there for the chicken parmesan.
Big place, Kevin. About 500-600 people. It could seat big.
And how many did you seat?
Did they drape the room?
I got bumped out of there because of Theo Von. You know who?
I know Theo. Sure, he's very
Theo Von.
Very
he's selling,
funny.
He said he's on Rogan a lot. He's selling some tickets. I don't like his haircut.
He's got kind of a gay haircut like me, a little bit.
No, he looks like a fucking ferret or something. He's got a real bad. He's got a real bad fucking. What do you call that when you have a thing?
Mullet.
Yeah, he's got a real bad mullet.
He's from Louisiana.
Who gives a shit?
I'm just telling you. That's all they've got down there.
So is Popeye's chicken.
I love that chicken from Popeye's.
But I think he's working the. I'm just a regular guy.
Chitlin angle. Circuit.
No, he's just working like, I'm a regular guy from the South.
Yeah. You got Arizona fans here that I can say hi back to the people?
I don't know.
OVO Cool Cat's in New Mexico, so he could probably drive over.
Yeah, it's not too far. It's like 800 miles.
State is like a 900-mile drive.
It was nice.
Yeah, but you can go 100 miles an hour, so you can make up the time.
I was driving through the cross country, and I was with my buddy, and he found this restaurant. It was like the hottest. He liked spicy food. It was like the spiciest food in what's the town in New Mexico I'm thinking of? The big one.
Albuquerque.
Yes.
Las Cruces.
Albuquerque.
No, he wasn't thinking of Las Cruces.
So
Gallup. I think Gallup is the second biggest town.
We're on like. Do you take a poll?
I went.
Oh, because of Gallup.
Gallup poll. So we're driving, and with my buddy, and not really paying attention, and we're on this like. big, like, on a roundabout kind of ramp thing, and there's, like, cones and everywhere, and all of a sudden, like, I realized, like, there's, like, more cones and more cones, and I stopped, and I was like, the thing just dropped off. Like, I kept driving, and it was driven right off the highway, so I just...
Where were you going?
I was trying to, like, go to this restaurant. We were using the GPS, but, like, somehow we managed to get on, like, a construction site for, like, a new road, but it wasn't, like, clearly marked. So my buddy got out of the car and just walked in front of us and just was, like, making sure no other cars came to crash. It was really crazy. It was very stressful.
Now, I know both of you fly quite often because I don't, but someday it's going to change.
I flew Monday night.
I'm trying to talk about American Airlines right now.
Go ahead.
Is this a commercial? Oh, is this a paid sponsor?
Mm-hmm. Yo, Kevin, let me tell you.
At DSI.
Let me tell you something, Kevin and Brian. I don't know the last time you've done American Airlines, but every flight attendant looked like Mrs. Doubtfire.
Yeah, they're all old and ugly now.
No, all the old airlines have old flight attendants because they can't make them quit because they're old. They use the fucking soda cart to balance themselves, to balance their fucking uneven
hips. American.
And they have, like,
Mark, I don't care if your on-time service is good. I can't look at Mrs. Doubtfire for 4 hours.
First of all, it's not safe because if there's some ISIS on the plane, Mrs. Doubtfire can't do very much.
No.
You know what I mean? So you want, I was on a plane one time with two black flight attendants.
Uh-oh.
I was like, this is perfect because you know black guys can fucking throw down.
They're probably gay though.
Doesn't matter. They can still throw down.
Sorry to interrupt, but the Eagle has landed.
Are you serious?
Yep.
Who do we have on the line?
Hey, Brian.
What's your name, please, ma'am, for the caller number 4?
Sasha.
Sasha Knopf?
Yes.
Hi, thank you very much for doing this.
It's like 10 years
old. How do we know it's her?
I don't know what we're doing, but...
Tell us your social security number and your mother's maiden name, and we'll...
How do you know Brian? How do you know Brian?
From what I remember, I know Brian from... A million years ago, we used to hang out in New York City.
Nice.
You dated him?
Yeah. Did we date? No. Actually,
we dated. Oh, before. My God. It's so embarrassing.
She said you didn't date.
I don't know what constitutes a date, Brian.
Well, we would have dinner together occasionally and then fuck.
We were friends.
She sounds like she's 12 years old.
No.
What the fuck
okay, let her talk. Let her talk.
Yeah, let her talk.
I have a really young voice. We were good friends and we had a lot of fun.
Wow. So let me just get in there for 1 second. So Sasha, I called her before this because I tell this story about when you and I were not dating but hanging out or whatever you want to call it. I thought we were dating. I need a minute, Garrett. Put her on hold.
I think we were dating.
No, we're talking like 94.
Yeah, nobody dated in 94. They were just, on paper, were just hooking up.
Right, exactly. Before your internet.
She denied it. She said she didn't fuck her.
Yeah, because it's embarrassing. Now he's, come on, man. Look at him.
Good point.
But no, so I tell this story, Sasha, about when we were at Cafe Tabac and we were with George Wayne. And would you pull up a picture of George Wayne, please, Garrett, just so that Barry...
Am I going to be able to see this picture? Because
you can do it at home. I mean, I don't know if you have a Compound Media subscription. How do you feel about
no,
the blacks?
I think I'm going to have to get a complimentary Compound Media subscription.
Yeah, look at that.
I'll give you my password. Yeah. It ends with 6-9.
I told you you're going to owe me.
Okay. I know. Listen, is this John Wayne's son, George Wayne?
Yeah. Let me tell you, Pilgrim.
Sasha, how old are you?
I like black cock.
Yeah, she's in her she's in her 40s.
I mean, she speaks
English.
Shut up! Listen, Sasha, do you have a family now?
Shit. No.
You never got married and settled down?
No. Just
Brian.
Wild child.
So Brian got a...
Once you go blind, once you go white, nothing's ever right. No, so Sasha...
That's Sasha?
You let this little rascal get away from you?
I know. Like a chubby alfalfa. It's funny.
He let me get away, I think.
Yeah, I am.
You never dated, according to you, according to your testimony.
But I'm saying, like, he didn't pursue the dating.
Well, I was at I've been to your parents' house. We used to go to Melinda's house out in Oyster Bay.
Right.
And then if you really want to get into this, you stopped hanging out with me because you said I was a bad influence, and then you started hanging out with Abel Ferrara.
That's a lot worse, huh?
Yeah, he's like, I remember, I mean, I don't know if I've even told you this or not, but I met Abel at a screening for something a couple of years ago. For those of you who don't know, we have an audience here. Hello, mm-hmm. Tom. And Abel Ferrara is a filmmaker, and he's made, like, King of New York and blah, blah, blah.
I like his brother, Kane.
Yeah, rice. Good. Right. Don't give him vegetables. Anyway, so Abel goes, I went up to the bar and I said, hey, Abel, I said, you and I have something in common. And he goes,
we both have AIDS.
Right. I know. He goes, what's,
oh, God forbid.
He goes, what's that? No, we're fine. He goes, what do you mean? What's that? And I said, I used to hang, and I don't think I ever used the word date. I said, I used to hang out with Sasha Knopp. And he goes, oh, yeah, Sasha. She was a party. And I was like, oh, boy. So I'm really glad I went before Abel Ferrara. Let me just put that out there right now.
I never hooked up with Abel Ferrara, Brian.
You never hooked up with Abel Ferrara?
No.
All right. Okay. Well, anyway, so I would tell this story. Well, he is gorgeous. I don't see why you let that one get.
No, we just,
You just hung out with him, too?
Well, you know, then hang out with him.
How many guys have you hung out with?
Some things that we don't talk about.
Sasha, how many guys have you hung out with over the years?
That wasn't a hanging out. We used to,
It's like a party buddy.
Did things, that weren't sexual.
Yeah. She means, they used to, Sasha was like a party girl a little bit in the early 90s.
Yes, I went through a phase, definitely, right.
Went through a phase. Yeah,
if she fucked you, she fucked a lot of guys.
What was it, Sasha? I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I said, if you fucked Brian, you fucked a lot of guys, because he's not near the...
No. Come on, be nice. Honestly, Sasha...
I don't even know it's her!
It is her. What do you want to do? Fucking...
Oh, my God, I'm still going to hang up.
No, don't hang up, Sasha. So, Sasha... All right.
Okay,
here's what it is. No, Sasha is, without question, other than my wife, of course, is the most beautiful girl that I've ever seen in my life. And I will always carry a torch for her my whole life. It's just what it is. It's fine. I mean, I sometimes fantasize about my wife getting hit by a bus and me showing up in Los Feliz with a knapsack full of DVDs I'm going to sell on the street corner.
His wife is on line 3, I think.
Okay. So, but the reason why I asked you to call in is because
I'm not your wife.
She's great. You came to the laugh.
Your house.
She's great. No, she's totally hot. But you're in a class under your own. So I
thank you.
Well, you're absolutely welcome. But also Sasha's not. She's like a really good girl. Like, I don't want to get into your private life, but you don't even really have sex with anybody.
Well, it's been a while. Yeah.
I mean,
I'm a reformed party girl.
Yeah, you really are. It's
you a born again virgin?
No, I mean,
I am a born again virgin, actually.
At this point, it's probably grown back.
I mean, not by choice. It just sort of happened.
I mean, you have that one bald guy that I see you occasionally hang out with who's clearly in love with you, but that's never going to happen.
Not a sexual thing.
Well, for you, it's not.
Maybe she's got some things. Maybe she's transitioning into lesbianism.
I don't think so.
Lesbianism, no.
No. I don't think that.
If she's hot, I mean, what is she not having sex if she's hot?
It's not because it's
because no one meets her standards.
Sasha to me is like a unicorn. It's like you only see her at midnight when the light is shining in a valley, and then she's underneath, and you gotta Chariots of Fire, when he
right, and they were running on a beach, right?
You just have to, there have been a bunch of times, and again, this is a long time ago, and I'm not trying to speak out of school, where I would just get a random call from Sasha, because we clearly weren't dating, even though I wrote in my Trapper Keeper, I would write Mr. Knopf, because I would take her name.
So you were taking my last name, that's good.
I would take your name, and I would also, I would get recircumcised, I would also convert and everything.
You think she would like me?
No, not at all, no one likes you.
Oh, okay.
So, but anyway, so Sasha, the reason why I asked you to call in, and again, thank you for calling in.
You're welcome.
There's been a fair amount of talk about, that.
I heard.
Yeah.
So,
with regards to my penis, you want to? Can I just give you the floor?
What do you want to know?
What do you
listen? Listen. Let me ask.
God,
is it?
I'm blushing already. It's really funny.
Okay, I know.
Okay, go ahead.
What
is it? Is his? He's bigger than average. You would say.
Yes.
Yes.
And a scale of 1 to 10, 5 being average.
I mean, okay, let me just say one thing. I don't remember much about our rendezvous, and I mean, we had fun. I remember having fun and hanging out, and some things happened. But I do remember, that thing between his legs was very unforgettable.
Thank you. That's it, everybody. We're done. Mic drop, Sasha, okay?
Okay, you're welcome. Goodbye.
I love you, honey.
Turtle comes
dinner with me next time I'm in L.A., okay?
Okay.
All right. I'll call you. We'll get a proper catch-up next week. You're the best. I love you. Thank you.
She said turtle.
I swear to God, I would throw it all away for that girl. I really would. It's weird to say that out loud, but my God. Anyway,
She said it was not forgettable?
Yeah, she said it was not unforgettable,
She mentioned turtle before she hung up.
So anyway, so now it's out there. I mean, we can put it to rest. I don't have to, like, although if Karen...
Well, it's not like we could... It's right in your pants. We can see it.
All right, well, I'm just saying. Okay, good. Did you, did you watch the fight, by the way, on the show?
No, let's go to a call about Brian's penis.
Okay.
Go ahead, caller.
I know they hate this call. So they hate this shit, too. What do you got? No?
Kev, hey, how are you, Kev?
Hey, who's this?
Hey, it's Eye in the Sky.
Eye in the Sky, what's going on? So what's your take? Is it Brian's penis is unforgettable?
I'll start by saying we all love Brian.
Thank you.
I thought he won that fight. He was a champion the whole night through.
Thank you.
But at the end,
he's a butt.
When he took everything off,
my
idea of what Brian's been saying is really not true.
I couldn't agree more. All I can say, listen,
you took everything off at the end of the night?
At the end of the boxing match.
Oh, my.
Right. At the end of the boxing match,
I was right here.
Yeah.
But I didn't see. I didn't look. I didn't see.
All of us sitting over in the stands, we all saw it. Yeah.
It
wasn't much to see.
Not much to see. I couldn't agree more. I'm a grower, not a shower. I don't know what to say.
Gay for pay.
I mean, I'm gay for pay. I have a new promo code. Thank you.
Why don't you have that as one of your t-shirts? I'm a grower, not a shower.
It's trademarked.
Is it?
I don't want to. I want shirts you can wear to
Too
Disney
hacky?
World. Yeah, but no, I and this guy, you're totally right. But all I can say is, like, I was wearing those little fucking weird gay booty short things, and it was.
Plus, when you're fighting, I think your dick gets littler because it's
weird if I got fully erect fighting Gina. Just like,
no, I think when you're fighting, like when you're in combat, your dick gets littler because it basically has a self-preservation.
I didn't
want to
get speared
mechanism.
By a trident.
I think it hibernates in your pants, is what you're saying, right?
I just mean, like, it was not perfect conditions to show my dick. But I we can sort of put this whole thing to bed, hopefully, now. I mean, I feel like that
put
was...
Put it to bed, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, right. In between the sheets. Yeah. Anyway, but you're right. It was.
So what did you see? I remember when he did it. I was looking at the reaction to fucking Gino and Kumia. So I didn't
saw nothing. He said
I didn't see it.
Saw nothing.
We saw balls. We saw a lot of balls.
Yeah, no head.
So he's got balls.
I got balls,
but not much other than that.
Whoa,
that's right. He's totally right. But I mean, again, you could make the argument that someone who has a larger than average cock is comfortable showing it to anybody whenever, because I know what it can turn into.
Yeah,
again,
I
don't want this turning into the Brian McCarthy penis show.
How about if we get one of those hand job ladies and she comes over and fluffs you up, and then we'll see what happens.
Yeah. I haven't seen Liz in a couple of days. Nice. Go down to the cellar, lay on a table.
Oh, but there isn't a hand job place right across the street? Of course. Across
the shoe repair place.
Of course.
I get my wingtips waxed.
Then you get your dick waxed.
Yeah, exactly right. Maybe a prostate massage.
No, but maybe they can come over and then give you like a massage.
They don't make house calls.
Yeah, they do.
I just had an ex-girlfriend call in and say that I had a larger than average cock and she was in Playboy. So I don't know what more I can possibly do.
First of all, it's just her saying it. I believe you, but it's just her saying it.
I know everyone's gonna.
I could get somebody to call in and say my dick is gigantic.
Hello, my name is Pammy Martinez. I am Pamela Anderson. That Kevin Brennan's got quite a pecker.
Well, I mean, it is. Why is she living? Where she live?
Los Angeles.
Oh, I thought she lived in Arizona or New Mexico.
Did you ever have a famous woman?
No, just Sarah Silverman.
Right. No, woman.
Everybody's had Sarah, right?
It's great. Honestly, next time, just like a box. It's like a moving box. Sasha's...
Hey, Brian.
Yo!
So one thing I got to say is, thanks for that, because I did feel a lot better about myself after seeing that.
You're welcome.
His drive to Poughkeepsie was much easier.
Yeah, right. He's like, I've got a friend in New York City.
I'm gigantic. Us country woodsmen have huge cocks compared to these city slickers.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Sasha was in a movie called Blackmail.
It was porn.
A-C-K-M-A-L-E.
Did you ever do any like a Showtime like a
softcore? Do you want to see it?
Yeah.
Right. Hey, Garrett.
Yeah.
Would you please pull up Sasha Knopf?
I'm ahead of you, Brian.
Okay, sorry. I don't know.
No, I'm just like
no.
You know. It's just a nude picture, but
hold on.
Those titties ain't retarded.
Oh, wait a second. I gotta see this.
Does she move, or she is?
There should be a video clip.
Is it a still?
It's just a picture. I could pull up the video in a second.
Yeah, the guy that was in Cheers that played like the British guy that like took over Cheers. He's in the movie. There's a scene with her in a bathtub and a scene
with
her.
Which guy?
Robin Colcord.
Yeah, that one. Exactly right.
He did softcore porn after Cheers.
Not really softcore porn. It's a movie about this black.
She was more. She's an actress. She's a working actress.
She was in What's the Worst That Could Happen with Danny DeVito.
That's fucking you, of course. Yeah, the answer to that question.
What's the second worst thing?
So is she still working?
Yeah, she's.
Why, she's just in LA not fucking people? The problem with LA women is after a while they don't want to fuck. They'll fuck people for their career, and then after a while they stop fucking because they want to do yoga, and everything else is dirty and unpleasant and relationships and all that shit. So you just end up going like, well, he takes me to dinner, the bald guy you were talking about, whoever that is.
Why, Brian? Why don't you?
Is that a comedian? That's a Lou Schneider.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Why don't you think I'm her type, Brian?
That looks like the guy from Breaking Bad.
Don't tease me, please, Heather. It's not funny.
Oh, that guy. I know him.
Leave the lights on.
Wow.
Take your clothes off.
Brian had that.
I sure did.
How many times?
She doesn't remember.
She knows your cock is big, but she doesn't remember.
Yo, Brian, you are the man, Brian.
Yeah. The director's like, more heavy breathing. Barry, you want to jerk me off for watching?
Be gentle with me.
I will.
Did you hear the brother?
No.
She was nominated for Academy Award on that, right?
That's like Cinemax. That's Cinemax porn.
I don't know. It's just some movie.
Clitto.
You know, I don't think Clitto? It's like Red Shoe Diaries or anything. But I mean, it's kind of. And she was in Playboy, and she was in Shallow Hal. You know, she's kind
of. Shallow Hal. That's one of my favorites.
Yeah, a lot of works.
Yo, looks like she went to the Academy of Arts and stuff. You know.
Yeah, she's
Robin legit, Williams. She studied very.
She's a New York University trained actor. And
yeah,
she's living in a fucking basement in Elizabeth or wherever the hell you live. I mean, like
they taught her how to put a towel on and off. Yeah.
Sure. Oh God. Yeah.
I love my guests don't get along. Go ahead, caller.
What do you got?
It's all love with Brian.
Yep.
AKA.
No, real tits will take you pretty far in Hollywood.
Yeah,
she real tits. Tits?
Yes, gorgeous girl.
Real titties. Is she still listening?
I don't think so.
Sasha, call me.
Yeah, right.
Go ahead, caller.
Dave.
Dave?
What a come down voice.
Dave's not here, man.
OVO.
Hello. OVO Cool Cat here.
There he is, New Mexico's finest.
There I am. Hey,
yeah.
About Brian's dick, I don't know. I feel Dick might be saying that because he's nice, you know? Like, just one of those girls that, like, every guy she fucks, they have a big dick, you know?
And she feels bad for him because she knows he's going blind. Doesn't she have, like, a blind thing issue?
I'll be honest with you. I have not spoken to Sasha. I've spoken to her twice in the past 3 years.
But I saw on Twitter something that she was like, oh my God, I didn't know you had your thing.
Yeah, but it's a new thing. I
know, but she was all feeling bad. Was that on Facebook or Twitter or whatever?
Twitter.
So she was feeling bad. So maybe she just wants to, like, you know, lift
maybe
your spirits.
Right. Maybe I have a 2-inch dick. Maybe you're absolutely right. I am so tired of talking about my cock. Forget it. I thought it'd be fun
All
right.
It was fun. It's a good gag where you can talk to Barry about Arizona.
Where do you go up?
Yo, Kevin.
Hey, Brian.
Yo, go ahead, Ovio.
Go ahead, olive oil.
Oh, no, I was just... Oh, it's fucking... It's Billy Gibbs. Man, he's on your show as often as Mark Norman is on Jim and Sam.
I know. Top quality.
Both.
Yeah.
I don't know who's got
Brian.
More going on. Oh, wait, I do.
Brian, do you ever, like, stalk, like, Sasha Nomp's, like social media and, like, look at every guy and it's just like, oh, man, I hope that guy she's with is her brother or her cousin or something and, like, not her boyfriend.
No, but I do. I have jerked off to her, you know, various photographs.
What's the weirdest thing she ever did to you sexually?
She would.
Like a dick?
Yeah, right.
She would blow you?
She would blow me in public places, which was fun. Like, we'd be at a restaurant or something, and she'd be like, let me suck your dick in the bathroom.
And she don't remember
like that horrible
she don't remember you guys dating.
We were doing,
but she don't think you dated because you were never like she never referred to you as her boyfriend.
I thought we were. I thought we were. I don't know. I was like, I was head over heels for this girl. I was like, I'm going somewhere with this Jewish girl from Long Island. We're doing it.
Oh, she's Jewish.
Power couple. Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. Right.
Would you cheat with her?
With my wife, no, and I would. How dare you? No. I couldn't. Hey, I can't live with the. I can't live with the guilt. Trust me.
If she came here and she wanted to fuck you, you wouldn't fuck her.
No.
Yes, you would.
Dude, I would be so convulsed with shame and anxiety.
So?
No, it's hard to live with. Like, I just.
What do you mean hard? So you already know?
I don't know. No.
And how do you know it's hard to live with?
When you Columbo? I'm trying to body. You said it's not hard to live with, sir. So you're implying in the past you may have done that, defied your vows that you made of intimacy with your wife.
It's impossible to live with.
I'm sorry. I just. It's
like PTSD. How? It's very hard to live with. My hand.
One part of you? That I sentenced that I got a problem. I'm sorry. I know you're busy, but you had mentioned
it. Hey, Kevin.
Didn't you go to pre-K with Peter Falk?
He taught pre-K.
Is that what he was doing? He was doing Peter Falk?
I'm doing Bill Cosby. Hey, I like to put little pills in the stew to cappuccino, and all of a sudden they fall asleep, and I fuck them in the ass.
You got acting chops, Brian. I'm impressed.
Thanks.
He's no Sasha Knob.
No, I'm no Sasha Knob. Did you watch the fight, OVO?
Oh, I definitely did. Yeah. Oh, my God. I saw enough of your butt crack that day. That was a little bit too much.
Speaking
that
of jerking off.
It looks like it needs to be, like, sanitized.
Yeah, I am. Yeah, well, I bought
those. What did your wife say when you came home?
What, that night? At 4, yeah. She wasn't up. She just made up the guest room, and I just went in and slept. And then the next morning, it was like 11 o'clock, and she was like, I'm really angry with you. And I was like, I'd be angry with me, too.
So, well, let's go have some brunch.
Yeah, exactly. I'm like,
is there going to be a rematch?
No. Although, let me say.
Well, Schultz wants to fight me now.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I think
I'm going to talk to you about.
I think if you punch Bill Schultz, he'd like explode like in dust.
Exactly, like a fine Kevin. Piece of china. What? What? What?
One, I'm telling you right
Freaking,
now.
Bill Schwartz was saying that he will. I don't know if he was drunk and coked up yesterday, but he was saying that he that he would fund the ring, that he would get the ring, and he would get the ref for the fight.
So, no, you know what? He said he was going to get a thing in Brooklyn. He was going to get he has like a box. He knows somebody who runs a boxing thing in Brooklyn or whatever.
Ricky Gason's?
I don't.
Gleason's downtown Brooklyn probably.
Talking about today, Garrett? On the show?
Nope, not a second.
Yeah, so I think he was
forgot
a little,
about it.
I think he was drunk yesterday, and I think he felt left out, you know.
Why did he didn't even show up?
That's what I'm saying. He didn't show up. I think he feels left out. And then I guess on Monday's show, Wednesday. Tuesday show, he was talking about how I didn't fight. Like, I'm not a fighter. Like, I got small wrists or whatever. So somebody said it. So I tweeted about, like, I go, you limp wrist motherfucker, you know. Mm-hmm. So then he was like, let's fight, and, you know. But I got a broken elbow. I didn't want to say that on fucking Twitter. Like, I can't fight. My doctor hasn't cleared me to fight. I have a broken elbow. I do have a broken elbow, so I'll fight him. I could, first of all, he said, well, how much does he weigh, 100 pounds?
I don't think so.
I mean, I would say he's not much of a man, but he's not much of a anything. You know what I mean? He's just
a little fella.
He's a little fella, and he gets smaller every time I see him.
Shrinking.
He's drinking himself to death.
I
thought he won, but they made it a tie.
They made it a tie.
Because he's like, Anthony's like a good parent, so he makes everybody got a trophy.
You had the fight on the stage at Westside Comedy Club?
No, I hosted
Jesus
that.
Jesus Christ, Barry. Keep up with the fucking...
Where was the fight at?
In the fucking hallway. Where were you? In Arizona?
Exactly. In this hallway?
Well, in the outside of the door, yeah, this hallway, right here.
Near the bathroom.
Yeah, near the bathroom. It's like the
spared no expense, I see. Okay.
Well, you know.
Well, we couldn't do it here because they were going to break the equipment.
Yeah. It got a little, but the first punch that I hit Gina with, the big inflatable part kind of came back, so my actual fist was exposed, and I punched him really hard in the face, and he went, ow! And I said, oh my gosh, I'm really sorry. I didn't want to hit the guy, really. I mean, I don't like him, but
you have some boxing skills, huh?
No, not at all. But I have long arms, and I'm actually pretty strong. Like, you know,
yeah, he's strong like bull.
Man. Strong like bull.
No, I think he's got a strong foundation. That's why he can party so much, and that's why you know, you wouldn't want to get him mad at you because I think he would have like retard strength.
Yeah, yeah. I go come like windmill.
Yeah.
Right. Hey, where are you guys from over there? What's going on?
It's Andrea from the Seattle. Navy, and my cousins are from Seattle.
Oh, yeah, you guys are in town?
Are these your cousins?
Well, yeah. Hello.
Cousin Kathy, husband Dave.
Who's your neighbor, Fraser? We're having fun.
How about that space needle?
Tell you
real, is it real or fake? Oh, I didn't even see your shirt. It's got it right on his shirt. Is that you? Is that as you wear that in case you get too fucked up, you forget where you're from?
I'll take Artie Lang's favorite attraction for $100, Alex.
Space Needle, I got it.
Worth going to in Seattle.
Huh?
That's it. This is the only thing that's worth seeing in Seattle.
Now, Seattle sucks. I've been there. I was there 20 years ago. I wasn't impressed.
What about they throw fish at you in that market?
No, but you just walk around, and it's like it's always fucking cloudy and shit, and it's like it's good for if you want to write a poem or whatever. If you want to.
Flannels, man.
Yeah. But I wasn't impressed, but I'm sure now it's like super overcrowded, right?
Oh, it's great. It's overcrowded. There's homeless everywhere.
Because yeah, and they're all junkies. Why don't they work with all the jobs there? I don't understand why they don't like to work.
Because they're coders.
They give them too much money to not work.
Is it like Santa Monica where you have to treat them like they're sacred? Because in Santa Monica, no, it's Santa Monica, you can't sneer. It's illegal to sneer at a homeless guy.
Really? Cows in India?
Yeah, exactly like that. And they give them like three meals a day in Santa Monica.
Don't want to be called homeless. They want to be called campers.
Full-time camping.
They're full-time campers.
Wow. I got a sleeping bag. I don't know. I got nothing.
You leaned into the mic. I thought you had some gold.
I know, me too. I thought I had like kerosene. I was like, it must be quite a kerosene.
To see?
like a lamp kerosene.
Must be, I got it.
Ryan has a cute laugh. Very geisha.
He's adorable. But they're on drugs? Why are they homeless?
Mostly on drugs.
And heroin out of respect for Kurt Cobain or all kinds of?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, they're just really big fans.
And Soundgarden and everything.
Right.
It's fucked up because all you guys got out there is coffee and jobs, right? There's like a million jobs, right?
There are all kinds of jobs.
Amazon, Google.
Yeah, they're all there. Yeah. Microsoft. But it's very expensive to live there?
Getting there. Yeah. It's catching up with
Where do you guys live? In the woods?
Sort of.
Yeah.
North. Yeah, we're out of the
We city. Live in town, but...
In what town?
In Everett, kind of by the Boeing plant.
Oh, Everett. Yeah, I've heard of that. Isn't somebody from there famous? Everett?
I don't know. Probably.
The guy goes, I don't know. Next time, just say Bill Gates.
Bill Gates is from Bellevue. He's from the other side.
Yes, yes, and.
Right. You go, William Everett Smith.
Oh, I thought one of the guys from Nirvana was from Everett.
Garrett is on top of it already.
Who's from Everett?
It's saying Jason Wowd, a 16-year-old Instagram star.
Oh. That's who I was thinking.
Kenny Loggins.
Kenny Loggins.
Glenn Beck.
Glenn Beck.
Glenn Beck. He's from Everett?
Yeah. Randy Couture, an MMA fighter.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
I'll kick his fucking ass.
Yo, Garrett, get Kenny Loggins' Forever video. That's a great song, yo.
And the only other person I know is Dennis Erickson, the football coach.
Okay.
Oh, he's from there? Yeah. Get Kenny Loggins on the phone.
I think he lives with Sasha. She's like, buy some more toilet paper.
Kenny Loggins like, Brian does have a big dick.
I'm like, do you believe me now? Father, watch me dance.
How do you like New York?
Great.
People say that, but it's better than Seattle because Seattle, you walk. When I walked around, there was like nobody. It's just not. I'm sure it's more crowded now, but you don't get a sense like it's a big city, you know. Whatever. At least when you're in New York, Barry rubs his eyes like a little boy. He's like, at least in New York, you get a sense that it's a big city because there's like a lot of people rushing to go to the fucking train station.
It's crazy.
Especially here, you almost get knocked over by these you-know-whats trying to get to the train.
Methadone clinic.
And you have transportation. We just have cars.
Yeah, that's what's fucked up.
Traffic sucks in Seattle.
So you can't build any, there's no light rail or anything?
They're trying, but it's, billions and billions of dollars.
Well, just ask Bill Gates. He's got it right in his fucking savings account.
He's not passing it out to us.
Huh?
He is not passing it out to us. Right now, we're paying for the train. It'll be done in, 2043?
God damn.
Yeah, you'll be dead. You'll both be dead two times over.
I won't be commuting on that thing. I'll just pay for it for the rest of my life.
But do you have kind of earthquakes you got to deal with, right, up there?
Yeah, a couple. No, it's not bad.
We're not California.
Not yet. No, but one's coming.
On the West Coast, you don't have to deal with it. The San Andreas Fault. Didn't you go to high school at the San Andreas Fault, Barry?
But it wasn't
Mr. Andreas. Yeah, I went to school with Mr.
Whatever. I don't know. People go to Seattle. Whenever they do the football game up there, they go, oh, it's the beautiful Great Northwest. They always brag about it. But I'm like, I was up there. I wasn't that impressed. But maybe it's me. I like a big fucking city with trains. I like a train.
You love train. You love a choo-choo.
No, I do love train. I don't like to fucking drive. I don't want to have to drive and have to worry about some guy fucking rear-ending me. Right, Barry?
Exactly.
Barry loves
Without Vaseline.
Ah, go out of the box. Look at that. Minute 44. Yeah, no, my my wife's at a job interview today, and she's
already gone back to work?
She got headhunted, so she's going to go explore the opportunity.
Did Sasha Knob ever headhunt you?
Yeah, in the bathroom, licked in balls in my tiny cock. Can you imagine?
A very cute laugh, bro.
Go ahead, Carl. He's adorable. Yeah. Poke his stomach. He's like the Pillsbury fat boy.
That's not bread. Nothing's
I just think it's great that you do blow on a Monday after your wife told you to not get drunk. You're like, I'm not drunk. I'm high on cocaine. My wife would fucking have my dick and balls.
I was just kidding about the cocaine.
You get a lot of nosebleeds?
No. Only when I'm seeing the Knicks. I can't afford floor seats.
Oh.
Thanks. What do you got to call?
A bit of a
threat.
Go ahead, caller. I want Bruce to call in and talk about his night. I should have had him call in.
I think he blacked out most of the night.
No, he said he didn't know how he got home. I already said you're a bad influence on Bruce, and now he doesn't know how he got home on a Monday. And and his phone didn't work, so his wife was probably like panicking. She didn't know where he was when he doesn't come home.
He's not married to like his Japanese wife. She's just like,
oh. You don't know. No, I think he was because my wife saw him, and Bruce was telling my wife all this shit, and she goes, "Well, what did your wife say?" And he didn't answer the question. So.
Most honorable husband, take all night out. Confucius say, shut up my stinky chink mouth.
Your wife
she would never say that.
Well, he said to me, I was on the phone with him today, and he goes, yeah, I told my wife not to worry about me, and then I slapped her across her chink face. I said, what?
No, he didn't.
He did.
Oh, my God, you're a terrible influence. He never talked like that before. Bruce is like this most mild-mannered guy.
Is that Bruce's website?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Number. You guys need to, like... Yeah, talk.
He wants to. He said, "Get his number from you."
Okay, he's got.
Not from Brian. Brian. What?
Kevin
said. He lives in my building.
Said either one of you. Is your wife Asian?
No, she's not.
Okay.
Well, she's amazing.
Go ahead, caller.
He's the pun king, yo. Pun king.
Drew.
Drew.
Hey, Brennan. Fuck that Kenny Loggins faggot calling in. I'm calling in. I got to ask. We waited for that phone call that Garrett made like it was fucking Occasional Cortex or Hillary Clinton or somebody. Who gives a fuck about her and what she talked about Brian's dick?
All right.
You fucking kidding me?
All right.
What a fucking waste of time that was.
It was a minute and a half or 2 minutes. I'm sorry.
This is the governor.
Come on. You acted like that was the fucking... the biggest star was going to call in. And who gives a shit, man?
Sorry, she's not Deborah Messing. I mean, good Lord, sir.
What?
Damn is God, I
mean, Deborah Messing. You fucked her, too?
Is she going to call in next week and say she didn't fuck you, too?
No. I don't know if Deborah Messing...
It is kind of a weird call where she goes, she didn't date, but you have a gigantic cock. It's a bit of a mix.
I don't know what else
it's
to tell
kind
you.
Of a mixed message.
Put it out there. I don't know.
If I had a girl and I would say call in and then she's like, we didn't date, I'd be like, we lived together for 7 years, you know what I mean? Like, you didn't have that intense a relationship, but if you want somebody to verify the length of your cock, you don't want to say we never dated.
Well,
she had to do is say we dated for a little while.
If I could show you the mountains of cocaine I was plowing through in 1994 and just the...
And she was with you and she was partying with you?
We were like club kids, but dude, we would go out on a Saturday night. She'd wear this like leather bodice.
Last time I heard somebody say club kid was Greg Giraldo, and he's dead now, so be careful.
Did you bring her to the big O?
Yeah, it sounds like you still are climbing through those mountains of cocaine too, by the way. What are you in your... You're in your fucking 50s, man. You want an instant heart attack? Keep doing that bullshit on a Monday night.
I love my Chicago intervention. Hey, listen to me. I got some deep dish pizza for you.
You had a cardiogram recently?
Yeah, I had an EKG a little. Listen, by the way.
64.
Maybe I'm joking about doing the cocaine on Monday, but if I wasn't joking about doing cocaine on Monday, I barely did any on Monday. No, so, like.
He didn't do as much as he does on a weekend.
Chicago, too, by the way. That's hilarious.
What's that, Drew?
How the fuck did he know I was from Chicago originally, too, by the way?
Listen to that accent. My God.
That accent.
You picked it up from the accent?
Congratulations on your African-American lesbian mayor. Good for you. Very progressive.
How'd you know about that?
Oh, yeah, great. That's why I don't live there anymore.
Where'd you move out of? Are you the guy that said, some guy had a great line Monday night. He says, you got to come to Northeast Indiana. It's the Afghanistan of America.
Oof.
No, he's talking about the strip Michigan. Clubs, right?
Yeah, so it's strip clubs, yeah. Yeah.
I like Gary in there. I like Northwest Indiana. It's disgusting.
I'm the guy who called in when Karen Feehan was on her and fucking bashed her and she cried and ran off the show.
Yeah.
I'm so proud of that.
Yeah. What'd you call her?
I called her Putuan.
I tried with Barry. Try to get him off the show.
Well, I called before when Barry was on there. Before he learned his lesson. He wears a baggier shirt now. I called Garrett before when he was wearing a tight shirt. You could see that gun moving around every time he'd laugh. But now I see, look at him. He's pulling on it now.
Yeah, just so Barry knows, that's a belly and a cunt, right? Like a gut
yeah,
and a cunt.
Yeah, belly and a cunt.
Yeah.
I like how Barry wears a white shirt. He's got a nice fucking some stain on the top of his shirt. That's how you try not to wear white.
Yeah.
In New York, because it gets dirty real easy. Yeah,
lay out the brisket, Rabbi.
You lean up against somebody or something, and all of a sudden you're dirty too.
Exactly.
All right, thanks for the call, Chicago. Deep dish all the way. Deep dish is the way to go.
Oprah Winfrey.
I like the deep dish pizza over the New York slice.
No way.
Yeah, way.
Way, bro.
Way.
Listen, I'll
fucking throw down. Where are those gloves at?
Call Bill Schwartz up. We're having a pizza fight.
Go ahead, caller.
You're on the air, caller.
Dave.
Hey.
Hi, Dave.
Yo. Hey, Barry, Brian, well, I mean, what's the vibe going on around there after the fight?
I think honestly, like, there was no real beef with Gina anyway, and I think...
Yeah, it was good you guys kind of punch it out, because now you're kind of over it, right?
Whatever.
You call him Gina or Gino?
Gina, I don't think.
Gina has disrespect.
I don't speak greaseball.
Gina, gotcha.
So, but no, we're good, and then we did the West Side. The West Side show was a really fun show, I thought. Like,
yeah, Brian actually did okay, because he started out good, and then he told a story between every comic.
Right.
And the stories got progressively less interesting.
Yes, that's about
and
right.
Then, but it was actually kind of broke up the comedy.
Yeah.
It was like having a fucking piece of saltine.
Yeah.
In between the...
like the lemon sorbet.
Yeah, so he would like break the... he would just kind of calm the room for a second by telling one of his... But they're all like about coke and finding coke in a guy's cowboy boot or like anally doing something.
Yeah, that sounds about
like
right.
A one-trick pony, right?
Yeah, I mean,
he's got two tricks. He gets drunk and then he does blow.
Yeah, and I have a tiny dick.
Turtle.
What's that cock do you have, Barry? And by the way, is your pubic hair gray? Or is it just
okay, that's it. We're almost out of time.
Oh, really? All right. Well, thank you.
Everything's hang good. Up? Dave?
Dave's gone.
What was he talking about?
He said about the fight.
Yeah. I think Bill Schultz wants to fight me just so he can be like, hey, I work there too. Don't fire me. I work there too.
He's training.
What's your issue with Gina?
He's a loudmouth drunk.
He's a loudmouth drunk.
I mean, that's a fact. There's no debating that.
Right.
So, I mean, a lot of drunks are insufferable, and he's one of them.
Yeah, he really
is. Gina needs some therapy, I think.
Well, it's
not no, he's too late for that. You can't fix that.
Never too late.
Yeah, you in therapy?
I've been in and out of therapy. That's why I got my shit together.
So you took a plane to Arizona for $300? There's no business like show business. No business.
But he
just
mozzarella stick.
You're like, I won't do it for $300. He goes, well, then we'll get somebody else. We'll get a fucking Mexican at Home Depot.
We'll see what I mean, Kevin pays fucking... me if we go on the road. We'll see. We'll compare.
I'll pay you as little as I can pay you.
So the guy goes into the store, right?
I'm going to go to Chicago, Kevin, man.
I was supposed to go to Chicago, too. Fucking talk to Louis C.K. I'll give you his number.
Buy a lawnmower.
I'll give you Bruce's number and Louis C.K.'s number.
The guy says, I don't have no more lawnmowers.
Oh, we got a Mexican joke.
I sold all the lawnmowers. So the guy goes, I guess I got to go to another store.
That's the kind of story you were telling in between when he was emceeing. He would just tell a story. Then he goes, hey, not funny, but it's true. People are like, hey, he's a retard. It was funny having him. It is funny having you walk up to the stage blind.
Right,
like
exactly.
Somebody has to walk you to the stage. Like you're about to be married.
Uh-huh.
You like stand-up comedy?
No.
Yeah, it's really horrific.
This man has one of the best of his generation.
No, well, then that's a sad generation.
It's like being the thinnest girl at fat camp.
He's been on HBO, yo.
We're the worst generation. Stand-up comedy is so watered down. It's fucking, don't get me started.
One of the best, Kevin, man.
You haven't even seen me.
Kevin, I saw your HBO special
15 years ago. Barry, we got to get you on one of the media compounds.
So Bob Biggerstaff was like, I demand to be in the next compound media.
You said that?
Oh, yeah.
I saw that on Twitter.
Oh, he was saying on Twitter?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
No.
He demands it, yo.
Yeah.
Ends it.
He sits here. He doesn't even talk when he's here.
No,
he's like, what time's chilly?
The biggest time he talked when he ran out and took a shit.
Yeah, then we finally got some life in him.
Yeah, exactly. Never seen
I got to poo my pants. Omelet chilly. Then let me go sit and do a radio show for an hour and a half.
He had a cheese omelet covered in chili with avocado, Seattle people. That'll, and then he sat here and he goes, I got to take a shit.
And he left, and he was like, I didn't have to take a shit. He came back, then he left again. He goes, yeah. Now I got to take a shit.
Like a ghost shit.
Fat people always have to take a shit. That's the problem with fat people.
They're always laying right
one of the many problems, because they overeat, and then they never know what's coming or going.
Not allowed to say fat people anymore. That's not PC.
What'd I say?
Puerto Ricans.
Fat people. You can't say that.
You can't?
You can't. Language no more.
No, because everybody in the audience is fat, so you can't say fat people. Then the whole audience turns on you.
They would complain with the phones across the room.
These young motherfuckers have fucked up the whole game. Matter of fact, I was in Arizona. I went over to Cocktail Waitress to order something, and I put my hand on her wrist, and my dude said, you can't do that. You can't even touch
her. Why would you touch her?
Because I'm a very affectionate dude, Kevin.
First of all, you're old. Nobody wants to be touched by an old dude all the way from the East Coast.
If I was famous, they would have no problem.
No, they stud. No, people don't want to be touched. You go, miss, miss, miss.
Madam.
Psst, psst. You don't touch them.
Cunt.
Hey, whore.
There used to be touching years ago, Kevin. You're old enough
to
remember.
You never touch a waitress. I don't touch people because I got cold hands and they get fucking spooked.
Yeah.
When I go to strip club, they if I touch them, they're like, ugh.
How's my hand?
And then I go.
Nice.
Soft.
And then I go, that's creepy, right? My hands are cold. They go, no, I like it. And like, that a girl. They'll say whatever you want, whatever wrong with you, they'll say that as long as you're going to tip them.
Love a strip club.
You can't even.
No, they like your cold hands. I like anything that's wrong with you. Your blindness is sexy.
God, your hooks.
Because they want tips.
Your hooks are so shiny. You in Afghanistan or something?
No, that's practically what they do. Like, whatever you say, they're a yes and. They're classic yes and.
They're great improv. All Del Close.
I may be late to the party, but do you know MTA announced?
When's the last time you got invited to a party?
The Boston Tea Party. All right, what do you got?
I may be late to the party.
Yeah.
You know, MTA. Don't rush me, Brian.
I'm not, buddy.
To you all day.
Just get there, pal.
You can't say on the announcements at MTA, ladies and gentlemen, anymore.
Oh, yeah.
Did you know that?
No, what do you say now?
You say trannies and not trannies.
Right.
And trainees.
Right.
And trainees. Thanks for saving it.
Spooks, crackers, and spicks.
That might work. That might work.
The occasional gook.
And the occasional
you know
gook.
That? You can't say ladies and gentlemen anymore?
I was watching that Vietnam show.
Young people, go fuck yourself.
I was watching that Vietnam show, and John Kerry, you know, John Kerry spoke in front of Congress.
Yeah.
And he called Asians Orientals. I go, awesome. what a beautiful time. What a beautiful, beautiful time.
If you go to an Oriental rug store, what do you have to call
don't conf-
it?
Yeah, don't confuse
there's
us.
A bit, there's a bit right there, Barry.
There he was. The eight guys are doing it. They're all traveling together in a caravan. They all do the same Oriental.
Yeah, exactly.
I went to buy an Asian at an Oriental or something like that. Right. Something. They got it mixed up. Yeah. Anyway.
What do you call an Asian in a toupee? An Oriental rug?
Yeah. See, Barry, it's right there. It was right there.
Itself.
It was right there all along.
It's right in front of you. So close you cannot not see it.
You're going to make them forget Rodney. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
You're the next Rodney.
Ah, terrific.
We're almost out of time. But Barry, you got any plugs for next time you're going to be in Alaska?
Let me tell you.
It's your next one-nighter.
Right.
I go cross country. I don't work locally. Fuck Rhode Island.
I'm doing Listen.
Fuck Massachusetts.
I'm doing Saskatoon in February.
Yeah, I'm doing a one-nighter in Calgary.
This Friday, I'll be in Queens. 10 p.m. at Thomasina's.
Thomasina's? What the fuck is that?
It's a hood place in Queens. And I'll be on another show before that, but I can't remember the name. Saturday, I'll be in Yonkers somewhere. You catch it on Twitter.
Doing stand-up, or are you just going to be at a chilly place?
Stand-up.
Wait, are you going to... It's all on your website or no?
We'll talk about the website, but Twitter is my new website.
At BarryRibs.com.
That's right.
At BarryRibs.com is his website, or at BarryRibs is his Twitter.
So I'm at Westside Comedy Club, 11 o'clock this Saturday. Westside Comedy. Yo.
Weeping up?
No, I'll be doing a set, And then I'll sweep.
11 o'clock?
Yep.
They have an 11 o'clock show?
Christy Miller show.
I like her.
Is she cute?
No.
Oh.
No, I don't even know who. Christy Miller? I'm thinking about somebody else. I'm thinking Christine Miller.
The weightlifter Christy Miller?
Thinking of Barney Miller.
Wait, Saturday, Christy Miller, she's a weightlifting comic?
Yes.
Ugh. I love you.
Hey, what are they going to think of next? Can you wait? Are you a weightlifting comic? Get in here. Yeah, right. I'm going to sign you right away. Anything that's different.
Like if one weighs 80 pounds.
Even fucking in Chicago, they just got a lesbian fucking black woman mayor. They got to fill out three boxes to get anything anymore.
Yeah, the fourth box is not good 4 days a month. Hello?
Oh, because she's a lesbian. Because he's
on her period.
On her period. Lesbians have their period?
They do. They suck it dry, too. Get in here, Marge. The blood is coming. All right, so this is my thing. Got a big announcement for BrianPMcCarthy.com for the next month.
Sasha Knopp will fuck you.
If only. 20% off everything.
20% off? That's
We're going crazy over here.
What is that show? What is that commercial again? Crazy Eddie's.
Crazy Eddie, yeah.
Crazy Brian.
We're slashing prices. So 20% off.
Like a Puerto Rican on Puerto Rican Day.
Exactly. Like a Mongoloid with a box cutter.
Do people buy that shit?
Yeah, people buy that shit.
Seven times.
Yeah.
He sold seven items.
I think we're up to 11 now.
Oh. Wow, that's sad.
His wife has to go back to work.
Yeah, get back. Exactly.
Pay for pay is not. It's not paying off like they thought it was.
What are you selling?
Thanks for asking, Barry. We've got pillows. We have pillows. We have t-shirts, and we have onesies, and we have an apron that says I'm cooking up a bunch of garbage.
And dick extenders.
I don't need those. Actually, I do because I have a small penis.
Gotcha. So I'm going to be at Sarah.
One second. One real quick. Promo code for that is HIVPOZ.
What's POZ?
Positive.
This guy's working overtime.
What's POV on porn? I always
point of view.
That's what it is?
What did you think it was? Prisoner of War?
Yeah, right.
No fucking idea. Kevin, you're going to be in Saratoga Springs, right?
This is Vermont.
Yeah, you said it last time I was here.
Saratoga Springs this Friday and Saturday at the Comedy Works. Don't disappoint me.
Go see Kevin.
I'm one of the best of the generation.
Exactly.
The greatest generation.
Ava Tell who?
Right.
Yeah, I guess that's it. Thanks for coming out. Compound Media.
Seattle, have fun, you guys, when you're in town.
Yeah, thanks for sitting in.
See you on Twitter.
Evan Brennan 666.
All right. I got blisters on my finger.